Thank you for downloading this audio file, Project Communication Management's Best Practices, which forms part of Virtual Project Consulting's Project Management Best Practice series. Project Communications Management, main piece of the puzzle. As part of Project Management Best Practice posts, Project Communications Management is a topic that is close to my heart. Project Communications Management is probably the main piece of the puzzle when it comes to best practices for running successful projects. I know that it has been one of the best reasons for my track record of successful projects. It is an accepted fact that communications will take up about 90% of a project manager's time. This is why I start with Project Communications Management as a best practice. And excellent communication skills are at the top of the list for a skilled project manager. What is project communications management? In theory, project communications management is about appropriate generation, collection, storage, and distribution of project information. During the project planning, it requires determining the information and communications needs of stakeholders. During execution, it is about distributing the information in a timely manner, doing status reporting and progress measurement. During closure, it is about gathering information to formalize project completion. How is all of this applied in practice? This is where you must pay special attention. When is project communications management a best practice? For project communications management to be used as a best practice, it needs to be applied in a regular, consistent manner throughout the life cycle of a project, from initiation to planning, during execution, controlling and closing. Project communications management must be done to the point where it becomes a routine task on the project. It keeps all stakeholders well informed and gives them the reassurance that the project is in good hands. This is what project managers are paid for, not true? Project communications management in four simple steps. 1. Project communications management needs to be planned for. Who needs the project information? When do they need it? How will the information be given? By whom? Document in your communication management plan which information will be written, which will be oral, progress meetings, presentations, whether it is formal or informal. How will information be stored and distributed? The communications management plan is part of the overall project plan and can be as simple as a one-page communications matrix to a detailed communications plan, depending on the size and complexity of the project. 2. How will information be distributed? Information distribution is about making information available to the project stakeholders in a timely manner. It deals with how the information will be stored, shared, and exchanged. For example, written, oral, internal, external, formal, informal, etc. 3. Report on performance. Performance reporting is to provide stakeholders with information about project status, progress, and forecasting. It generally provides information on scope, schedule, cost and quality, as well as on risk and procurement where applicable. 4. Project is done. And how do you communicate that? Project administrative closure is a neglected aspect of project communications management, but this is where project results are reviewed and documented. This is where project success is analyzed, lessons learned are discussed and archived. Make project communications management your strong point. Following this project communications management best practice will lead to a well-structured project and a consistent performance by the project manager. If you practice your project communications management skills, you will be well on your way to an efficient project management professional. For more project management best practices, please visit Virtual Project Consulting on www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. I repeat, www.virtualprojectconsulting.com, and that is spelt www.virtualprojectconsulting.com. COM. When you subscribe to the Virtual Project Consulting blog, found under the social buttons on the right-hand side, you will receive a free report with 15 project management tips. If you are a business owner or service professional who wants to manage your own business projects, please use the Project Management Toolkit that provides you with a simple framework for project management that you can implement right away. That can also be found at www.virtualprojectconsulting.com.